By this young woman is Julia Maloney, an open letter to Archbishop Chaput supporting his call to cancel the Youth Synod. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen the open letter yet, but I heard about it.
Okay, so there's still maybe a chance to get this turkey canceled, right?
One would hope.
Now, explain to the listeners why we may want. Why are you guys, proto-anti-Catholics? Why are you trying to get all these events canceled? Well, because...
Well, there are a lot of problems with the Youth Synod.
Okay.
First of all, the individuals that were appointed to head this thing are all either heretics or pro-homosexual or, you know, mired in their own scandalous behavior. So that's one problem. But the other problem is that with those individuals in charge, they would then be in a position to discuss certain procedural matters and discuss certain pastoral concerns and come up with a playbook or a course of action for the church. Now, normally that wouldn't be, I mean, that would be annoying, but it wouldn't be a concern per se, except that this all follows on Pope Francis's apostolic constitution giving, quote, magisterial weight to synods. And so if the youth synod is compromised so that it is going to be promoting sacrilege, heresy, you name it, immorality, then attempting to give magisterial weight to it by giving magisterial weight to synods is a grave concern. So, yes, we would love to see this thing canceled as long as individuals within the church are pushing their agenda. Now, I do want to be clear that just because the Pope says that something has magisterial weight does not make it so, especially if it is acting contrary to the church's teachings. So he can say that a synod has more magisterial weight, but if that synod is acting contrary to the church's teachings or contrary to the church's traditions, then that magisterial weight goes away. There is no magisterial weight for dissent. So that's a concern. And it's going to cause confusion either way. So it would be better for this thing just not to happen.
And that's a Cliff Note version of why. The other thing that you need to explain, what is this magisterial teaching that you speak of? Because many people, especially if they, I can guarantee you, even if someone is, I'm a baptized Catholic, I'm Catholic, if they were dying and they had to fill the form out and you had to declare a religion, they'd say that they were Catholic. They don't go to Mass anymore or anything. Many people that prescribe to be Catholic, and when the Pew Research Center axes them, probably don't even know or have never heard the term magisterium because it's not used where the lukewarm ninnies hang out.
So the magisterium is the teaching authority of the Catholic Church. That's what that means. So if something is magisterial or according to the magisterium, then it is a matter of faith that we believe or follow the precept. That's what the magisterium is.
Now, not majesty with a J like in, oh, yes, your majesty. Majesty, right. This comes from M-A-G, comes from the Latin magister, which means teacher.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's where you get that from. So anyways, I just like to clarify this with people because many people, especially new listeners, would not know. What are they talking about, magisterial teaching? I guarantee you someone listening right now is scratching their head going like, how could I have been going to church for 28 years and I never heard that term? Well, again, if you're going where the lukewarm ninnies hang out, you're not going to hear that term. As a matter of fact, they don't want you to use that term. It's easier to just replace magisterial teaching with whatever it is the latest and coolest novelty is, and to seem as a, well, we're up with the times, man, you see. We're not squares like that Hitchburn and Church and Voris and all the rest of those other characters. We're revolutionaries, you see.
Yes, or counter-revolutionaries would probably be more appropriate.
Counter-revolutionaries, that's the...
I like counter-revolutionary.
But I'm reading this young woman's letter about the an open letter. And she says, as a young Catholic, I write to share my grave concerns about the looming Ute Synod. I'm grateful for your repeated efforts to promote orthodoxy at this event and your attempt to ex Pope Francis to presently cancel it in light of the sex abuse crisis. Right now, the bishops would have absolutely no credibility in addressing this topic, you said. Your Excellency, today I reread Archbishop Vigano's jarring testimonies. Numerous figures named by him will participate in the Youth Synod, including, and she gives this list here, and I think Chris Ferrara, your friend and mine, since you guys are both members of St. Joseph in Richmond, Ferrara was on his show last Friday talking about the Kavanaugh thing and all the problems he had with the testimony, and yesterday proclaiming that he had taken his lawyerly mind and had gone over Miss Ford's testimony, and it concluded, no doubt, that she lied in her Senate testimony, and he gave us the reasons why. But when I talked to him last week, he talked about the Vigano letter.